Good evening. We are 1 minute and 10 seconds ahead of schedule. But if I had paused for just a moment, these ladies would have played another 3 minute song. And they did the last one so good, I thought we should go on and start. Amen. I appreciate you being here at church tonight and have much to pray for, much in the Bible to learn. But on a Bible study night, but what we're going to study tonight is just listening to what we've invested in and the soul-winning efforts there in Sandusky and the trip there. So let's get started in song tonight. Brother Bert's going to lead us in a song.
I am. Yes, sir.
As soon as I get out of the way. Let's stand again.
I follow his lead. Amen. All right. It's not raining outside yet, but the blessings are showering in here. 552, there shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. Amen. 552, here we go. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Now there shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we're confessing. Now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we had some showers of blessing today. Amen. Every day they're coming. 560 now. 560. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Now, you can't frown and sing this song. It doesn't go together. So give me a little bit of a smile as we sing. Here we go. Life has purpose now it never had before. Speeding to each day and even more. I can't explain his mind. Since I found new life in Christ, my Lord divine. Oh, it is wonderful to be a Christian. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Oh, it is wonderful to have my sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified forever reckons. On the last verse, and the hope of heaven's glories thrills me so, where I'll live with Christ forevermore, I know. That is why the things of earth I loosely hold. I've eternal riches better far than gold. Oh, it is wonderful. Oh, it is wonderful to be God's child. Wonderful to have my sins forgiven. Oh, it is wonderful to be redeemed, justified forever, reconciled. Amen. Good job on that. 502 is our course we were using this month for our handshaking time. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. So while the instruments play that, go ahead and shake hands with those around you tonight. Thank you.
Amen. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Do you believe that tonight? Some of you do, some of you don't. Amen. Let's sing about it. Here we go. Ready? Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His Word. Hearken to the voice of God to thee. So much for the good singing tonight. You may be seated. Cassara and Dr. Morgan are going to sing a duet for us now at this time.
Help me, O Lord, make me a blessing. Give me strength to carry on. I pray not for gold nor silver. I pray, Lord, give me a song, something like, my God in Jesus, my God is real, amazing grace. Oh, that blessed rock of ages, where there's a blessed hiding place. Someone did pray, asking for wisdom to lead thy people safely through. I'm praying now, give me a song, Lord, to lead my people's hearts to you. Something like old-time religion, how great thou art, I've been redeemed. Are you washed in the blood? When Jesus calls me over yonder to my home beyond the sky, let me sing while I am crossing over to that other side. Something like,
so much. I appreciate that, Brother Morgan, Ms. Cassara. All right. We just want to make sure that you're ready for these announcements. The first one is going to be, we have teen camp next week. Amen. And so we want you to, all of those that are going to take part of it, you help us in different ways. I know it's not a shock for you, but make sure that you're inviting all those Sunday school teachers, encourage those young people to get out and come out for it. If they're on the fence, it's a good time to call on them as a Sunday school teacher and make sure that you encourage them to come out for teen camp. You say sometimes it's, they're on the fence. You say, yeah, sometimes it's the first time they've ever come. Maybe they started in church first time, and the youth pastor, bus captain is going by. Sometimes if the Sunday school teacher makes that third visit, sometimes three's a charm there, and make sure parents feel good about them being out there all week. Maybe you invite the parents to come sit with you as a Sunday school teacher out there one night during camp. It'd be a good reason to make that visit if you know when those young people are going to camp. So again, encourage you. Still got time to do that this week and get out there. So I want to encourage you to do that. We are going to be working out at camp the next couple of days. Brother James said that. What time tomorrow are you going to be out there, brother? That you'd invite him to come help you. All day. Okay, so pretty much all day. That's what he said. I just want to make sure that if it was going to be a time. So 9 to 12. So I was going to say at 5:30 in the morning. No, and so. So anyways, from 9 to 12 in the morning. We're inviting you out to kind of give us some help. We're going to have teenagers, some of our men out there. But if you want to help us get it cleaned up, as far as not just cleaning outside, the guys will be doing a lot of that, but a lot of the cleaning inside of the bathrooms and things like that, trying to get it just ready for camp one time here, one last time before we have our teen camp. But again, want to remind you that if you're enrolling one or if you need information, they can go right to our church website to get that. Again, I'm going to kick it off on Monday. We'll give more information. Look forward to having our camp speaker with us this Sunday, be preaching Sunday night for us. And so come out and listen to him. And if you listen to him, I know you're going to want to come out every night during the week and be a part of that. If you don't want to drive to camp, next Wednesday night, we'll have our Wednesday night service there. But each night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night, the evening service nights, we're going to run a bus out there. If you go out Friday night, there'll be no preaching because we're not going to be out there. We're going in camp on Friday morning, all right? So we'll be out there each night all the way through Thursday night. So we want you to come, and if you want to park your car, get on the bus at 6:30, you can ride the bus out to camp, and it'll also, not only will it take you to camp, it'll bring you back if you get on it. Okay, so, but I just want to make sure, so we're going to have camp, so it'll be at camp, but what time is that service on Wednesday night? It's not at 7:30, it's at 6:59 next Wednesday night, so making sure that you're out there and in your place when you ought to be. So just want to remind you that if you don't know the address to camp, I'll remind you again, it's 5900 Baker Dairy Road in Haines City, so you're welcome to go out there yourself and park. There's plenty of places out there, but depending upon the rain and things like that, there are plenty of places to park, and there's plenty of places to get stuck. All right, so If you know where you can park and you want to be out there, you feel comfortable with it, then drive on out. But if you don't feel comfortable with those things, after it gets dark, sometimes it's hard to know the difference. So riding a bus would be a good thing. You can meet it here at 6:30 and ride on out on the bus. We want you to be out there each night and enjoy it with them. It'll change your life. There are too many testimonies of people that are in this room that have served God for years that as an adult, they were at teen camp and God touched their heart and called them to preach. Called them into the ministry, called them to be a teacher. So again, God can work through teen camp in your heart if you show up. So be out there. We also need help, not just cleaning up, but during the camp week, we need some ladies to sign up for nursery. You can do that in toddlers. We're in need of help. The note that I got had H-E-L-P with a great big exclamation point, and then help us in the nursery. So again, well, we want to make sure, so they were trying to make sure that we knew that we need lots of help. So ladies, if you could take a night and give us that, it's so good for when families come out that want to be with their teenager, they got a young kid, to be able to put them in the nursery and go in and listen to the preaching. Okay, so again, help us if you can. Go sign up for that if you can give us one of those nights. As we turn our attention to the prayer list, lots of folks on our prayer list that we want to be praying for. Russ and Angela Wilkie's grandson, Asher, is going to be undergoing that brain tumor testing, so please be for prayer for him and just that testing. Ashley Tomlinson, the MRI on her brain tomorrow, won't you be in prayer for that? Cindy Bradford is going to be having an upcoming PET scan on July 15th. She has a spot, they believe a cancerous spot on her lung, and needs radiation treatment. Got this news yesterday. Brother Matt Pouts is in a Winter Haven hospital. He had a heart attack. A strong one, a mild one, but they've also, from what I understand, they believe he had more than one. And so they're working. I think they're going to be putting in stents, but he's in Winter Haven Hospital, if you'll be in prayer for him. Miss Rita Smith was taken to the hospital with some heart problems and had somebody go by today, but she was still in the emergency room, be getting in the room here, right here in town here soon. So we'll get some more information with her. Also, we have those recovering from surgery. Had that Ellie Walker that was added this Sunday, three-year-old. Had a brain surgery and needs radiation and chemo. Miss Parsons, Miss Vesta Conley, Barbara Oshis, Miss Weeby, all these with surgeries and recovering from that. And then continue to pray for Ralph Hutchinson, Cindy Bradford, Dalton Maloney, especially for salvation and also the chemo that he's going through, Mrs. Norma Strickland, and those on our cancer list, Angela Wilkie, Dan Canals, and then Wyatt Wooten. And then I'll also ask you if you would be in prayer for the family of Barbara Brinkworth as she went home to be with the Lord. Let's stand together. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Brother Chris. Brother Chris, you come up here, step to the mic, and pray for us tonight. You remain standing after the prayer for the offering, if you would.
All right, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. Lord, we're so thankful for the wonderful day that you've given us today. Lord, another opportunity that we can come together here in the middle of the week. Lord, we can just join together. We can encourage each other and strengthen each other. Lord, we can come in. We can bring our prayer requests. God, just through the sacrifice that your son made, going to the cross and hanging there for giving us the free gift of salvation, but also opening the door that we can boldly come before the throne of grace. We don't have to go to no man, no priest, no pope, no. We can come straight to you, dear God, with our petitions at any moment in time. And Lord, we're just lifting up these names that have been called out. Dear God, we have some that are recovering from surgery. We just pray that you would help them just to manage the pain and rehabilitate greatly and be back in working order and being able to maneuver around better than what they were before. Lord, we have some that are getting ready to face some procedures, some surgeries, and some tests. We ask that you would just hedge them about, comfort them, help them not to be nervous, just give the doctors wisdom and guidance and allow the machines to work. God, you've given mankind the ability to create this equipment that we can test and to find things out. And we just ask that you would allow it to operate properly. And God, just give them guidance with their hands as they control these things. Lord, we just thank you for the church that we have here, Lord, that we come together and that we have a place to sit down. We have a roof over us. God, we got seats to sit in. The air conditioning works, lights on, PA system. There's just so many things that many times we overlook, and we just want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for a pastor that's bold. He stands here. He preaches your word. He studies your word. We just ask that you would hedge him and his family about, strengthen him and touch him. Dear God, just touch all the testimonies that's going to be given tonight. Just, Lord, just give us wisdom. Lord, we just ask you to touch this offering. We ask you to take it and receive it. As you've given us the talents and the abilities to go and earn the money to give back to you, that the ministry can continue to move on, that we can go and make these trips in different places and, Lord, be able to minister to your people and encourage. God, we just ask you to just meet with us here tonight. We need you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Something about that name of Jesus. Amen. Remain standing and take your hymn books again. Turn to 531, please. 531. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time, but for eternity. Amen. On the first verse, Jesus, my Lord, will. From him no power of evil can sever. He gave his life to ransom my soul. Now I belong to him. Now I belong to Jesus. Jesus belonged to me. Not for the years of time alone, but for eternity. On the last verse together, joy floods my soul, for Jesus has saved me, freed me from sin that long had enslaved me. His precious blood he gave to redeem. Now I belong to Jesus belongs to me. Thank you for the good singing. You may be seated. Before our testimonies tonight, Sister Kelly's going to come and sing for us.
Tonight, we're looking forward to hearing testimonies, but I think Brother James has something before that. I'll just say this. I hope you're praying for the Vercellus family. They've been busy with our teenagers and here, there, and everywhere. And he'll tell you a little bit about it, but I appreciate their labor and with our teenagers, and I appreciate those that appreciate their labors. You know, I'll say this, having been a youth pastor, I'll just leave it there. Come on.
Because there's a lot to say after that. Praise the Lord. If you want to go ahead and bring down the screen, we do have a video that we're going to start off with. But I want to first take the opportunity to do this and just simply say thank you. It's just been an incredible opportunity just this past summer, not just for the last 2 weeks, but just leading up to it. Obviously, there's a lot of work that gets involved in it, the planning, the organization, and everything there. And I just want to thank the church for everything that you've done. Not just for the prayers and the support. I mean, as far as support, some of you gave things and even purchased the things that you gave. And that doesn't make sense, but praise the Lord that it all made sense at the end. But I just want to simply say thank you. I want to say thank you to the teenagers and the families of the teenagers just entrusting us with this opportunity. In fact, one of the boys even said, there's no way that I would think my parents would let me go on this trip, but I'm here. All right. I just want to say how much of a big thank you that is, just allowing us and entrusting us with your children. I also want to make sure to say a big thank you to Brother Chris and Miss Cindy. All right. They were a huge part throughout the entire trip. Also, a special shout out to Brother Correa, because he had to drive all the way up there to drop off the van and then get immediately on a plane and fly right back down. All right. But just so many different the people that were involved. It was just an incredible blessing. And I pray that this will be a blessing to you. This is just a small video. It's about 11 minutes long, but it's a small view of what the Lord did over it. And it's a lot, right? It's a lot. When we were looking at some of the pictures, even at Mount Salem, to look back at the pictures to think, that was just a week ago. It seemed like it was so much longer. But the way the Lord worked, it was just incredible to see. So if that video is ready, we can go ahead and... I also have this mic right here.
We will go to America, land of the red, white, and blue. upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rain came tumbling. He's able, I know.
Grow! this call if you are still last day. Christians, it is time to rise, the name of God proclaim.
Stand strong, stand firm, represent the cross to all the world. Don't bend, don't break, stand for what is true and choose to stay. God will never let you stand alone, so stand strong.
Again, that is not Noah or the girl snoring right now. That is not them. Our trip home was on July 4th.
And I won't forget the man who died to gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you in a tender still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
USA! 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 USA!
End up on the mission slideshow.
Are you for real?
For real?
I know, probably.
Let me just pause it.
I had to make sure to include that. Let me make sure this is on. All right. Again, that really is just a small bit of, I'll go to here, a small bit of everything that the Lord did. Again, it was just an incredible time with the teenagers. They had such a good spirit throughout it all. I mean, it was hard work. It was hard work, right? We were visiting a lot. Again, you saw the area that we visited. We had to make all the packets together and get everything out there. And they were so willing to do so, and it was such a blessing to see. And a total of 32 souls were saved. We saw one saved at the airport before we even left. I can't think of his name, from Colorado, and it was such a blessing. I had the blessing of being able to talk to him, and he gave me a big hug and came back around and gave me another big hug and was just so thankful for it. And then on the week of the VBS, we saw 30 souls saved. And then the Monday when we got to West Virginia, to Salem, we had to do laundry, of course. We had a lot of laundry that we needed to do. So we split up and went to laundromats. And at one of the laundromats, a young lady, Miss Donna, got saved. And again, just a blessing to see. It was just such a unique trip, because not only did we get a chance to serve and then have some fun, but then we had the opportunity to be able to be ministered to for camp. So we're looking forward to see what God has in store for teen camp. But we're going to go ahead and start off with our testimonies. My wife is going to start off with her testimony. She had a unique opportunity to minister. I'll make mention of it so she doesn't have to, but when we got there, Miss Tracy Young, actually had a medical emergency, and she was actually in the hospital for a few days. So she was the one that was going to plan on doing all the food and everything. But it was just a blessing. I spoke with the girls about it as soon as we found out, and how willing they were to give up their time to be able to do that. And my wife will tell you more about it.
Yes. I'll just start with that, since he mentioned it, with Mrs. Young. She is an excellent cook. And so when we got there, she was actually just getting out of the hospital. She had to go to a short visit to the hospital when we got there. And of course, we said, that's fine, we can cook. And I start looking at the menu and the ingredients. And you know, there's mashed potatoes on the menu, and there's bags of potatoes, and there's chocolate chip cookies on the menu, and there's a bag of brown sugar, a bag of chocolate chips, a bag of flour. So she was planning on cooking everything from scratch. So that was, it ended up being the bulk of my week, and certainly I had not planned to do that. I planned on being with the girls out soul winning and things like that, but the Lord used it in such a special way. I'll get to that in just a minute, but I did want to mention, like Brother James said, it was a unique trip, and one of the biggest challenges was trying to find the balance between ministering to the girls, but also just functionally having to parent them for the trip. Getting 14 young ladies out at 8:30 every morning, found out, means different things to different people. Every morning at 8:29, there were some that were loading up in the van. There were some that were considering what they might want for breakfast that day. One day, it was 8:35, I think, and one of them asked me if she should go wake up her roommate who had fallen back asleep. I said, yeah, that'd be a good idea since we should have left 5 minutes ago. So so it was just a challenge with all the different people from different families and everything, but the girls worked really hard. Like Brother James said, especially to minister to the young family, that was, again, a special blessing that I hadn't anticipated for us to be able to do that. And the fellowship that I enjoyed with Mrs. Young as she started coming back at the end of the week was a special blessing. I didn't get to go out soul winning with the girls, but the Lord showed me something that I don't think I would have seen had I been out there every day. And that was just the realization as we were making up the teams that that they didn't need me out there. And what I mean by that was that we have so many of our older teen girls that through this church have been so well trained in soul winning that go out every week and through the different ministries and through the efforts of their Sunday school teachers and you other people that have, ladies and everything that have gone out soul winning with them, they were so well trained that they were able to take lead in each of the pairs. And then second to that was the younger girls. It was split almost exactly between the middle schoolers and high schoolers, and that the younger ones, what was so wonderful was them getting to go out visiting, and then the joy that they had when that night at church, they saw someone that they had knocked on their door, and then they saw that person either get in the van and ride to church with them, or show up at church, and they got to sit with them in the pew. It was surreal to them. You know, it's one thing that we miss a little bit here at Landmark is getting to see the people that we invite and that we can make a difference in their eternity. But the girls got to see that, and that was a special blessing to me to get to see that. We do love the teens very much, and it was, like I said, it was some challenging times having to parent them and correct them and those type of things, but they just showed us how much they love us, and I appreciate that so much, and I always will. I did want to especially thank Mrs. Gillian. She was not just there as a willing servant of the Lord, but her sweet spirit kept me calm when I needed to be calm, and I appreciate her. And I don't know if Andrea's here, but I want to thank her for filling up my phone with beautiful pictures. Every time I left my phone, the girls would bless me with a load of pictures, and that was fun to look at those afterwards.
Including that video at the end.
Yes, that was one time I made the mistake of leaving my phone unlocked. So instead of pictures, that time I got a whole video. So we didn't share the whole video. but I do want to just thank the church again for, and I know it's something that we say every time, but this year with the fundraisers particularly, just the way the calendar fell and everything, there were some special challenges with the fundraisers. But I want you to know that I recognized and the teens recognized those of you that gave over and over and over again. There was one church member I was able to share with the girls that wasn't able to participate in one fundraiser, so she kind of did it on her own at home and then just gave us the money that she had, you know, raised on her own. And just to see how much you've invested, just not just financially, but like I said, training them and teaching them and certainly the prayers while we were gone, I just appreciate so much. And I just want to thank the church for letting us go. Thank you. Amen.
Elijah, if you want to come up, one of the biggest blessings was that, you know, one thing that we didn't have to deal with, which is uncommon for most teenagers that know and have teenagers, is that we didn't have to deal with any unthankfulness, right? They were thankful for everything. Throughout
They understood everything that needed to be done and just how much of a blessing it was to them to be able to serve as well. And I'll make more mention of that as we go along. Elijah.
All right, so first off, I want to say thank you, church. And I know everyone else is going to say thank you, and everyone's already said thank you. But once again, just thank you so much, church, for the support leading up to the trip and the prayers during the trip. So I'll start off with Sandusky. It was fun. We had a good time. My room was, so we had three rooms for the guys. My room was the one that technically did not have an adult in it. So we had fun, but it was good times. We had good times. But definitely my highlight of the week for Sandusky was definitely, you saw the boy Desmond that got saved. That was on the last night. Me and Ethan Gray got to talk to him after the service, and he just fully understood it. We just went over everything with him, and he already fully understood it from the sermon, and that was a real blessing, just seeing him get saved right there and how excited he was. That, and there was another boy in the church that you saw him on the videos. He was older, but he had some disabilities, some challenges. And on one of the nights, he wanted to make a profession, but had already made it before. So me and my mom got to talk to him and just explain to him eternal salvation and stuff like that. And that was a blessing, just seeing how excited him and his brother got during all the games and stuff. And just seeing that, and that was a real blessing. Cedar Point, that was a lot of fun. We had a good time there. Highlight of the day was saving a child from a malfunctioning roller coaster. So, yeah, I am a local hero up there, so, yeah. But then Mount Salem, it was a lot of fun, and the games were fun and everything, but honestly, the best part of the week was the preaching. It was really good. Pastor Carter preached two incredible messages, and all the preachers really did a great job. And me and one of my other friends, like, we were, like, joking around, you know. I was serious, and she was serious, but we both thought the other one was joking. About like, are you gonna get some from God tonight? And then, but it was just like encouraging, you know, like encouraging each other, and just getting some from God. And it was a real blessing, like I said. What was really cool was on the slideshow the one preacher that surrendered to preach when he heard Pastor Carter preach like 30 years ago. But once again, thank you, church, for everything, and please continue to pray for us and Bible Baptist.
Amen. Jenna, if you wanna, or is it Josiah? Josiah, you're gonna come on. Josiah, you're gonna come on up. I don't know if you caught that in the video, and Elijah just made reference to it, but Dr. Dennis Morello, he was there, and also his church was there as well. And it was 30 years ago at Hiles Anderson College that Pastor Carter preached the same message that he preached that Monday evening. And it was that message 30 years ago that he surrendered to preach. I believe he got saved and surrendered to preach at that message. So it was just cool to see how the Lord worked through that. Josiah.
Okay, so I'll start by saying thank you to the church just for everything y'all have done, like coming to the fundraisers and just all the money and like support and prayer that y'all have given. And thank you to my dad and my mom for just like organizing the whole thing and just like everything underway. Like I get to see behind the scenes of all the prayer that goes into deciding if I would be okay being in a room with no adult aside from my brother and Noah. And so that was cool getting to be trusted like that. That was fun. But anyway, it was really cool because we got to have, like, a mini Sony marathon while we were there in Sandusky. And my main partners were, I was with Josue Castillo and Vanessa Betancourt. And then they would, like, Vanessa would sub out her partner and, like, just shuffled around and stuff. And that was really cool because I still think that I should have been in charge because I was technically one of the oldest ones. But, yeah, so... What was really cool was on the last day, right, we were going to this apartment complex, and it was, like, one of the ones we have to go inside a locked door before you could get to all the apartments. But there was this man sitting outside, like, just this, like, older man. I think he was 65, and his name is Don Glenn. I talked to him. He was just sitting on the bench out there just, like, getting some sun or whatever. And first he let us in, and then he let someone else in to go get something. So he was just, like, being very helpful, and then I started talking to him. And he got saved, and that was very cool, because after that, he let me and Josue back into the building, and we just hear Vanessa, and at that time, her partner was Jack and Slavage, they were witnessing to this other guy who also got saved. And so then, like, later on, I was just wondering, because I obviously got to lead some of the Lord, and then Vanessa and Jacqueline, like, together got to lead some of the Lord. So I was just standing there, I was like, Josue, have you ever been able to lead some of the Lord? And he said, no. So, like, in between houses, we were, like, talking, you know, like, doing some role play, just, like, trying to get him used to it. And then on the very last house, they, like, the van, the creepy white van kept driving by, like, wondering when we'd be done. So, but he ended up leading that man to the Lord. His name was Tavon Hunter. So maybe he'll be able to tell you more about that. But he got saved. So that was really cool. I think that was probably the best part of the week. And then we went to Cedar Point, and that was really fun. We did a lot of stuff. And, like, we had this, never mind, that doesn't matter. But then the next day was fun because we got to go to church, and they started their van route. So, like, in the week, we had started doing a van route to pick up kids for the VBS, and what was really cool was on the first night, I had volunteered, and then Jenna volunteered. I was going to be the runner, and she was in the back talking to the kids, and I was just starting to get discouraged because I would run up to the door, and no one would answer and stuff. So, like, it was like no one was coming, and then finally there was this one door where this girl was waiting outside, just, like, walking in circles. I was wondering if this was our girl. So we asked, and then she came on the van. And then Jenna, I just hear them talking, and somehow they get from cheesecake to salvation. And that girl got saved. So that was really cool. And then we went to church on Sunday at Sandusky. And then we went 4.5 hours to Mount Salem and then went right to church there. So that was a really cool van ride. And then the next day, we had to do our laundry. And so when we went in, this building had no AC. It took us forever to find it because it was, like, down a hill and through an alley and everything. It was, like, on a mountain. We thought we were going to crash. But when we were there, there was, like, this one lady. And first of all, I just feel bad for her because apparently, like, after talking to her a little bit, she lives 1 hour and 45 minutes away. She works at a nursing home. And this was her first time going to wash all the, like, nursing home people's laundry. And apparently they do it, whatever, but it's, like a lot of laundry that they have to wash. And it was her first time ever doing it by herself. And in walk these 14 stinky teenage boys with all their laundry. Well, not all of their laundry, because some people forgot theirs. And so that was crazy, us trying to deal with that and everything, just all the different stuff that we were going through. And then, like, I, like, started talking to her, and, like, I asked her, you know, if she would go to heaven when she died, and she said yes. And when I asked her, she kind of froze and started laughing and just kept laughing. And, like, something came out about, like, her dad was a preacher, and I don't know exactly what she said. But then, like, I started witnessing to her, and I brought my Bible. I was like, you know, I don't know why I need this, but, you know, just in case. And so I brought my Bible with me, and I was able to witness to her, and she got saved. And so that was really cool, just getting to see that. And then, so she's going to go back to her home and whatever. And then we got to go to camp. And like my dad said, it was really cool. Like, after hearing this, like, obviously Pastor Carter preached his sermons. And they were basically, like, his story, right? And, like, I've heard it before. But, like, just some of the different stories he told were, like, just crazy. And so that was really cool. And then the other preacher came up and said that he surrendered to preach, like when Pastor Carter preached that same sermon. It was just, like, really crazy. So that was just really fun. And just thank you for everything you've done for us and just all the prayer that you spent. And thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Gillian, because I don't know if they fully understand what they signed up for yet. But it was a lot. They had to do a lot. So thank you to everyone through the church. Good night.
Jenna, if you want to come up. Or Jacqueline, or Jenna. You guys can rock, paper, scissors to figure out who.
Good evening, church. My name's Jacqueline. I just want to thank you for your time, money, and prayer for us to go on this trip. I also want to thank the Gillians and the Marcelluses and Pastor Parsons for just making this possible. Ohio was really fun for me. It was really fruitful. I led three little girls to the Lord during VBS, and then I was soul winning one day with Vanessa, and we tag-teamed someone at an apartment building that we didn't even know we were going to be able to get into. So he ended up getting saved, and, you know, that week was just really, you know, fun and, you know, really fruitful and stuff. And it was a blessing to be able to just minister to all those people, you know, from different backgrounds and stuff. And then Cedar Point was really fun. I really appreciate that we got to raise enough money to be able to go. It was kind of just what we needed after, like, a tough week. And then Mount Salem, I loved Mount Salem. It was It was so fun, and the preaching was great. Pastor Parsons, or Pastor Carter, his preaching was great. I really liked Brother Levin's preaching. His preaching like stuck out to me the most, but I made like a lot of friends there and stuff too. But yeah, so I just want to thank you, everyone, for allowing us to go on this trip. So.
Amen, Jenna. I know that I believe one of the boys mentioned the van route. Again, one of the things that you donated as a church was a van for them, and they received that van just now, I guess, 2 Wednesdays ago. I did get a report this past Sunday, 2 people came on the van, and then also 4 new visitors came. And actually, one of the ladies that I believe Jacqueline spoke to the first day has been coming faithfully to every one of the services, and that was just a blessing, Miss Lucy Taylor. So that was just a blessing to see. Jenna?
Hi. I want to say thank you. Everyone said thank you already, but thank you so much just for like helping us raise all the money that we needed. We really appreciate it. But like, I'm going to talk about Sandusky last, but like everyone said, Cedar Point and Mount Salem, it was just like a lot of fun. And like, you guys know what it's like hearing Pastor Carter preach, but sometimes like Pastor Carter preaching was honestly like the most exciting thing for me about Mount Salem. But I got to meet like a lot of people and everything, but there's something different about like after you haven't heard Pastor preach for a pretty long period of time. And like Josiah was saying, like just the stories that he was telling, it was just all like, I don't know, it was nice to hear. But yeah, that was a really great week. And with Sandusky, Josiah told the story about the girl in the van getting saved, but there was also like, So one of the girls that I talked to, I didn't talk to her at the door or anything, but she started talking to me at the VBS and everything. And her name was Gabby, and she just like, I don't know, she like just like wanted to be with me, I guess. So I was like, okay. So I was just with her for a lot and her brother and everything. Then on the last night, she brought her friend, and I was like, oh, like I met the friend too. And then we were all kind of hanging out and everything. And it turned out like she had met her friend like that day and then brought her. So like, I'd never heard of someone meeting them that day then bringing them somewhere, but that was like kind of cool. And then I was like looking at her during the service, like she was so energetic the entire time, like before the service, and like when we were outside and everything, she was just acting so crazy. And then I was thinking, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm gonna have to be calming her down the entire service. But she paid attention so well, like she did not take her eyes off of Brother Vercellus. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, like, when we were eating in between, like, the games and the service, like, I started talking to her, like, about salvation and everything. And then we were going to talk, like, before the service, but then we started. So then she was like, well, we got to listen. So I was like, okay. So we stayed in there. Then I talked to her after, and then she ended up getting saved. And then they gave out Bibles as well. So she got a Bible with, like, the date and everything. And, like, yeah, so that was really cool. But it was, like, great being a part of VBS because I had never been a part of one before. So... yeah, that was, it was a really fun trip, so thank you.
Amen. Nehemiah, if you want to go ahead and come up. That last service was crazy. As I was preaching, I'm sitting there thinking, I know I've been up here for quite some time. I need to hurry up and end. And I looked at my watch, and I had preached at that point to a bunch of kids. I had preached right at an hour, right, to a bunch of kids. But... I kept on going because they were so tuned in. And that was the night that Lillian, the one that Jenna just spoke of, and Desmond, they both got saved that evening. And they were tuned in the entire time, and so was everyone else, aside from a few of the teenagers. But they were tuned in. It was just unbelievable to see how the Lord worked, really, on every single one of the services. Again, every service, 2 or 3 people got saved. And it was just a blessing to be able to see how the Lord was working in their hearts and in their lives. So, Nehemiah.
Okay. I'm gonna start off obviously by saying thank you because you kind of have to, but just thank you to everyone. And then I was able to lead a few people to the Lord like during like the trip and stuff, and it was all like super fun and stuff. But what stuck out to me, and I'm gonna apologize to y'all first because over the next however long, you're gonna hear my dad say this story a lot, but it's my story first because I was there before him. So, but anyways, we're driving down and like we had run out of packets. Brother Chris had gone back to the church to get more. And he's like, there's like this crazy road, like behind a hospital, like this dirt road that's barely paved. And then he's like, I think there's like, he was like, how many packs do y'all have? We were like 9. He was like, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 9. Oh, there's 10 houses. He was like, are there any more? So like we went, and Valerie finds one like under the seat. She finds another packet, and we're like, he's like, okay, I'm gonna drop you all up on the street, and then Brother Chris should be back soon with more. We just want to finish the street. So then we get out, we start doing it, and like the second or third house, this guy comes to the door, and you know, I was talking to him and stuff, and he was like, you know, a pretty cool dude. He said he wanted to like come to the VBS and stuff. He was my age, he was 16, and then like I just started talking to him, you know, and then I got to witnessing to him, and he ended up getting saved, right? And it was like, and that was cool in of itself, you know, just like from the house that we barely had enough packets to go on, that he ended up getting saved. But then his three people came from his house to the VBS the next night, and one of them got saved, and that was just cool to see just like the ripple effect, and hopefully they'll start to get like involved in church and stuff. But then it was cool, and then we went over to Mount Salem, you know, that was fun. Like, I got to make new friends, I got to like get closer to some of the friends I already had. But the highlight of my week was both times we got to hear Pastor Carter preach. Because one sermon he preached, like, his testimony, right? And that was the most detail I've ever heard it in, right? I've, like, you know, I've read, like, his books and stuff, and I've heard him preach it 1,000 times. But that was, like, the most detail ever. Or maybe I was just paying attention more that time. But, and then the second sermon he preached was just about, like, so the theme of the camp was the wonder of it all. And the verse they used was, like, in Acts when they're talking about, like, when the disciples talked about all the miracles and wonders they had seen. So then he preached and he told like some stories of like miracles that like he's witnessed in his ministry. And at first he was like, some of you guys aren't gonna believe these stories just cause you know, you say miracles don't happen anymore. And I was like, come on. It's like, I was like, I'm sitting there and I'm like, it's Pastor Carter. I'm gonna believe him no matter what. And then he starts telling the stories and instantly I'm like, hold on, what? Like, there's no way that actually happened. And then like, so, and then I like try to like fix myself. I was like, no, he said that they were true. I believe Pastor Carter. I was like, but that's a crazy story. And then, but then, you know, I was like, whatever, I believe Pastor Carter. But there were some awesome stories and stuff like that. And it was just a great week overall. And I'm going to end saying this last thing. First of all, my brother is not a local hero in Sandusky. And the mom thanked me when we saw her later in the park. She did not thank him. She thanked me for saving her baby. So
Rose will be our last one today. Again, thinking back on some of the messages that Pastor Carter's preached, and obviously his testimony and everything, it was just hard to believe. He had mentioned the miracle of April Lemon's ring. If you don't know about that, you should ask him about it. But even more, and this is the first time I had heard about it, Dr. Pitts may know about his eyesight. Do you know about that miracle? That was awesome to hear as well. So it was just incredible to hear. And that's what stuck in the hearts and minds of the teenagers, right? There were times where, to be honest, the first message, it was hard to hear because he had turned around and spoken to many people without the lapel mic on. But to see the power of God there on him, on the other preachers, and in the lives of the teenagers, it was just a blessing to see, right? Rose.
First, I want to start off by thanking you, church, and thank Pastor and my parents for putting this trip all together. And I guess the first thing I want to say is during the VBS, I got to meet like these two little girls, and they came the first night, and they're like, oh, her birthday's tomorrow, so we're not going to be able to come. And then she came for her birthday, even like, they're like going to have plans, and she decided to do that like some other day. And then she said she was gonna have it on Sunday, and then she came the next day, and she was like, she like ran up to me and she was like, I can come on Sunday too. And it was like good to see that. It was also really fun. I was able to play the invitation song a couple of times, and the Cedar Point was really fun. And also I got to like hear a bunch of good preaching during the camp. So I just want to thank you for your prayers and the support and money that y'all all gave. Thank you.
Amen. You'll be hearing more from our teenagers here in the coming weeks, obviously not this week at teen camp, but one thing that was the overwhelming theme throughout, and really the theme there at Mount Salem, was the wonder of it all. When you take a look at what God does in our lives, far too often we miss the wonder of it all. You take a look back at all the work that had gone into this, and all the many times that we'd already seen the Lord work just in providing and everything. But you heard some testimonies, for instance, Nehemiah's testimony, and there's many others, to where the Lord just timed things perfectly, not because they were accident, because it's because the Lord was in it. And what a wonder it is. You see the miracles of God work in our lives every single day. When you take a look at whether it be that young man, I want to say his name is Royer from Colorado, and that started because he asked one of our boys, I believe it was actually Josiah, asked one of our boys for a Bible. And they said, well, go look for Describing Me, the Asian Man, and he may have a Bible for you. And I just happened to grab an extra New Testament that wasn't mine. I grabbed one out of the fellowship hall and put it in my bag. And I said, well, I don't have a full Bible, but I've got this New Testament. And it already had tabs and marked. Don't know whose it was. It might have been one of you guys here, but it was all marked and highlighted. So I said, well, this is just the New Testament and it has Psalms and Proverbs in it. But more importantly, you see how these are highlighted? Let me tell you about these, right? And he said that he was saved, and then we got down to the nuts and bolts of it, and he knew that he was not. He had trusted in God, but he'd never put his faith in Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ alone. And he willingly and wantingly, with a smile on his face and tears in his eyes, called upon Jesus Christ. And he was like, this might be weird, but do you mind if I get a hug from you? Right? And it was just such a blessing to see when you think about the divine appointments that God has in our life and the wonder of it all. I just wonder, how much of those appointments do we miss? How much of those appointments do we not get a chance to see because we're too busy, we're too distracted, we're too focused on the wrong things or on just other things that aren't wrong, but just other things in general? And I just wonder how much God wants to do in our lives, but we don't give him the opportunity to. That's one of the things that I've been trying to make sure that our teenagers know and understand, that the same God that worked in Moses, the same God that worked in Daniel, the same God that worked in the three Hebrew boys and all the other stories that we know and fail to realize how real they are, because it's the same God that worked in Pastor Carter. It's the same God that worked in Dr. Morello. It's the same God that worked in our teenagers at the divine times and places. Is the same God that wants to work in every single one of their young lives and every single one of your lives. The question is, are you allowing him to? I preached on the four walls of the Christian life to build up. And that was the wall of Bible reading, the wall of prayer, the wall of church attendance, and the wall of witnessing. But those walls only stand with the roof of obedience. That means actually doing it. So, as we go into an invitation, let me ask you, are you obeying the simple walls that God wants for our lives? How many wonders do we miss because we're just looking in the wrong place or doing the wrong things? Let's all stand, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed, and we'll have an invitation, a quick invitation. And let me just simply invite you. Maybe you've been challenged by the testimonies that have been given tonight. Maybe there's a burden or need or a care. Maybe you just want to pray for these teenagers because they need prayer, right? Maybe you want to come and pray for the church at Sandusky. Or maybe you just need to have your own little revival at the altar today. As we have our heads bowed, eyes closed, let's open up the invitation. Let me encourage you to come do business with God tonight.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, though no. Still I will follow, though no one join me. Still I will follow, though no one join me. Still I will follow, no turning back, no turning back.
You heard the testimony of that 32 souls were saved, some of which thought they were, but weren't.
You know, the foundation of the Christian life is Jesus Christ, and it all starts right there. And it's not a hope-so, it's a no-so. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior today? I'm not asking if you go to church faithfully. I mean, you're here on a Wednesday. I'm not asking if we know your name, but more importantly, does God know your name personally? Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? The young man that I first spoke to, he thought he was saved, but he clearly was not. Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior today? What a shame it would be to hear testimonies of how God had worked and the miracles and the wonder of it all, but yet the greatest miracle that God has wrought is our own salvation. Do you own that today? Do you have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Maybe this invitation is for you to come forward and trust in Him today and realize the greatest miracle, that's of salvation.
The world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, the world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen, amen. That's just a few of, we had a total of 28 go with us, so that's just a few of them there. I'm excited for you to be able to hear some of the other testimonies that people are going to be able to give. We needed to make sure that my family went today because we won't be here next time that we're giving them. So Brother Chris, particularly, I'm excited to have him hear him give his testimony. But again, let me encourage you here today. God wants to do some incredible things in your life. All right. The wonder of it all is that He allows us to. So let me encourage you this week. It's Wednesday, right? The midday service to get us fired up and charged to go out and serve the Lord. Well, let me encourage you to go out and serve the Lord tomorrow. All right, be a witness. Read your Bible, pray every day so you'll grow, grow, grow. All right, you're here at church today and praise the Lord for that, but go out and be a witness, right? Let's bow for a word of prayer. Lord God, we do love you and we thank you again for your goodness and your grace. And Lord, again, we're praising you for all the things that you have done in our hearts and lives and of the teenagers and those that went, Father God, for the last 2 weeks. And we ask you, please just continue to be with Brother Young and send him laborers to serve with you and with him, Father God, to help the church and to create a great lighthouse there in Sandusky, Ohio, Father God. And Father, we ask that you'd please just continue to work in our hearts. Lord, I do pray if there's anyone here that doesn't know you as their Savior, Father, you work in their hearts that today they'd be saved. Father God, I pray that you please convict our hearts to be a greater witness for you, that you would receive the honor and glory. Thank you, Lord God, for the greatest miracle, our own salvation. We look forward to the opportunity to see others. We love you and we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You're dismissed.